because every time you got to distance something, you have to distance it 50 amps. So you're not talking about where there's you're afraid of particles in the air. Rather, we're just afraid of the toxic, the smell or whatever's in the smell, the fumes, I guess we'll say, of Nevelos, that he's got carcasses that he's piling up. Kvaros is he's burying the cemetery, or Borsaki. Borsaki is when they would work on leather or tannery, I guess it's called, with a tannery leather. You have to distance all those things because of the fumes. 50 amas. Anyways, the Borsaki el Mizrach here, and the Borsaki, which has the particularly potent fumes, so that has to be only, according to the Tanakhama, has to be in the Mizrach ear, the east of the city. For whatever reason, that wind or that direction of the wind is helpful in order to calm whatever type of impact is going to come from the tannery. They can do it in any direction. Chutz min ha-mayriv, aside from the opposite of the Mizrach is the mayriv, u-marchik chamishim amas, and you have to marchik, as we mentioned, 50 amas. Then you have to marchik at the mishra min ha-yarak. Again, we're talking about the distance. Yep. From a yarek, it shouldn't be close to any type of garden. In order that it shouldn't do any damage to that. That's a Karishim and Abitzalim, and your Karishim and Abitzalim are two different types of vegetation. Karishim, I think, is leek or something of the sort, and Abitzalim is obviously is onion. It's a Chardol and Avarim. Now, this is a tricky one. Chardol is mustard seeds, and Avarim is bees. Now, apparently, bees have an affinity for mustard seeds, so what we're worried about is if you put your seeds too close to someone else's bees, the bees are going to eat up your seeds. So it's your obligation to keep away so that way you can't end up coming to claim damages from him. If his bees now come into your domain, so then they're the one that has infringed. But the Gemara is assuming, according to the Tanakhama, the Chardol has to stay away from the Devarim. Because he matir b'Chardol, because it says no, the Chardol is okay. It's a whole discussion in the Gemara. This is a very famous discussion called Chardol. We're talking about, is it ala nizik l'achik esatzmoy, or ala mazik l'achik esatzmoy? And I'm sure that there's plenty of types of manifestations that can come up in real life, which is, who has to be concerned or watch out to stay away? The nizik is the one who has the Chardol. He's going to get damaged. Does he have to stay away from the Dvarim? That's ala nizik l'achik esatzmoy. Or ala mazik l'achik esatzmoy. Put your Chardol where you want. This guy's got to worry about himself, that he can't be mazik you, so then he's got to stay away from you. And the other thing that's discussed in the Gemara is, then is Rabbi Yossi arguing in all the cases? In all the cases, is it the mazik that has to be mazik, or is it the nizik that has to be mazik? Maybe chadol is a little different, because over here, the chadol is actually going into the domain of the dvarim, or going into the domain of the chadol, and attacking. Either way, that's a big discussion in the Gemara, but the point is that over here in our Mishnayos, for our purposes, there's this discussion of trying to create a buffer between the two of them. Now the Mishnah says, "Machikin ha'seima min habar esrim v'chamesh amma." You have to distance a tree from a pit 25 amma, because the roots of the tree are going to weaken the walls of the pit. These are stronger trees, the carob trees and a sycamore tree. You have to have 50 amas because their roots are going to go, I guess they're stronger or thicker roots. Doesn't make a difference if one of the, let's say the trees on a plateau, or the pit is on a decline or whatever it is, they're on different different altitudes. Doesn't make a difference. Either way, you have to make that distance. Let's say the boar burst, and then after someone planted his tree, you cut down the tree, and you just give him the money, because, after all, he did plant his tree. Then my Elon cut down, but if the Elon came first, lo yikoy, so you can't come dig a ditch near my tree and expect me to cut down my tree. Lo yikoy, because we don't know who came first, whether or not I have to cut my tree down. There are Yeshi comes along, and just remember, Rav Yossi is the same person who spoke in our last Mishnah. Rav Yossi comes along and Rav Yossi says, "Afal pisha bar kadam le'ilon." Even if you tell me that the pit came first, that the pit came before the Elon, so this guy should not be planting it to Elon, according to at least the beginning of the Mishnah, next to someone else's bar. Still, you're going to be kites. Shazeh choy for besoich shalai, zeh night besoich shalai. You dug in your property, and I'm planting in my property. The fact that Mazik is going to now do damage, it seems like that doesn't bother Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi says that under these circumstances, we can't blame him. The Mazik doesn't have to be Mazik Atzmai. Over here, the halacha is like Reb Yossi. Let's just start Mishnah. Yudbeis lo yita adam imam b'seich samach l'steich haver. Avim Cain, hirchik mimeno arba amas. So over here, we're talking about planting a tree, not by a ditch. That was the last Mishnah. Just planting it by your friend's field. Now, what's the problem with planting it near your friend's field? Why can't you, well, you have to give him 4 amas distance. The reason is because the person works around the tree, usually works around 4 amas around the tree. So if you plant it within 4 amas of your friend's, the boundary for your friend's field, so then you might end up actually going into his field with your plow, and that's going to do damage to his field. Then we continue with that and more Mishnayos. Hopefully, next time we learn, which will be after Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara calls Shavuos Rosh Hashanah, so it's a serious day. And may the